Hello and welcome to Argue with Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm James.
And together we're arguing the toss about...
the things that really matter in games.
Yes, yes, yes. And it is episode 10. And this week we have John with us once again, our editor at GameIndustry.com. Welcome,
hooray!
John.
Thank you for inviting me to a literary episode. I feel special.
No, we are. We're being all literary today. James, do you want to introduce this week's episode?
Right, so we are talking about books that we would like to see adapted into games. And I think it's kind of interesting because a lot of people actually forget there's actually been quite a few book adaptations. You know, with all sorts of stuff, like with horror games and, you know, with Lovecraft and, you know, I Have No Mouth and I'm a Scream and, like, all sorts of other stuff. So it would be really cool to actually... Yeah, The Witcher, Parasite Eve, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, and The Witcher 3, Witcher 3 is bloody brilliant if you haven't played it already, so go do it.
I've been playing The Witcher and I forgot it was based on a book, but you're right, it's... freaking brilliant game. We're actually going to do an entire show on The Witcher. And so, James, I will remember to invite you.
Oh, thank you. But, yeah, let's kick it off. So, who wants to take the reins first?
Do you want to go, James?
Okay. So, for my one, it's no secret to those who know me that I am a huge horror fan. And although there has been quite a few games based on Lovecraft, there's one horror writer who always kind of seems to escape this in some ways, and that's Edgar Allan Poe. And I'm a huge fan of his work, and I thought it'd be interesting to, since he didn't really do many, he only did one novella, which was the narrative of Mr. P. Gordon of Nantucket, but I figure with his horror stuff, it'd be nice to kind of collate it so that either you're playing as Poe in, like, Baltimore, like, you are Edgar Allan Poe, and your world starts to sort of crumble a bit, and you actually play through each of those stories. They kind of come to you in these kind of surreal visions, possibly a paranormal thing. And
damn, that's really good.
All right, cool. All right, it's a lot better than I thought then. But a bit like, I was kind of thinking a bit like that point in Batman Arkham Asylum, where you go into the morgue and you turn round and then suddenly the whole building is just gone and you're in this weird void. And I was thinking that perhaps it would be like a cool way that you are Poe and you go through the different stories and the different modes. Because a lot of the time the protagonist is never said who it is, or it's just the first person. And I think that'd be a really cool idea, which was kind of inspired by an adaptation of The Black Cat, which they do that. They actually have Poe in the film as the main character. So I was thinking, yeah, why not do something like that?
Yeah,
that is great. That's great. And shout out to a local Baltimore boy. So
yeah,
very, very, very nice, man. I would love to see that, James. That you should put that into a proposal and send it to somebody, because that's freaking brilliant.
It is a good idea. Yeah, because he really lends himself to that sort of treatment. Because the only game that I felt was really Poe-esque was The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. That gave me a real feeling of Poe, that sort of just atmosphere as opposed to visceral horror.
Yeah, like more metaphysical.
Yeah, which I think would be nice, to get a different kind of horror.
There have been a few point and click adventures based on Lovecraft, which kind of are like Poe in a way. Poe and Lovecraft are kind of like two sides of the same coin, you know. I mean, Poe is more like sort of that traditional like monster horror, and also kind of like inside your head type horror. Whereas Lovecraft brings in the elder gods and stuff, you know.
Poe's like true American Gothic, whereas Lovecraft is just batshit crazy.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summation of it.
So, John, do you want to?
Yeah, I mean,
from your library.
Yeah, definitely. I pulled two books from my library, and both of them kind of indirectly have games written about them or inspired by them, but not directly. So the first one, we talked about Baltimore, so that was pretty cool. So now I'm going to go all the way to Russia, and I want to bring up Roadside Picnic, which was published in 1971 or two, I believe, by a pair of brothers, Arkady and Boris, I'm going to butcher their last name, but I believe it's Stragatsky. Anyway, Roadside Picnic is a great story. And if you play games based in Russia, like Metro 2033 or the Stalker series, or you read any Russian sci-fi and you're like, huh, it's interesting. They all kind of have the same sort of themes to them. The reason is because of Roadside Picnic. I mean, everything for like the anomalies, they're always finding these anomalies. The main characters always have a drinking problem, you know, and it's a very depressing type world. And that all comes right out of Roadside Picnic. But yet there's never been a game called Roadside Picnic that directly comes from Roadside Picnic. In Roadside Picnic, you had these aliens that visited these six sites around the world, and those sites have anomalies in them, and they're all crazy, and the officials fence them off, and then you have these stalkers that go into the anomalies and try to steal artifacts and bring them back out, and, you know, they cause cancer, and they make you, but they also give you magic powers and things. So it's an interesting dynamic. The Stalker series said that happened at Chernobyl after the meltdown, so they just kind of said that's how we're going to get to it. And the Metro series just pays homage to it, because obviously the Metro series is based on the book Metro 2033, yeah, which is by another Russian author. But even he said, Dmitry Glugovsky said that he was inspired by the Metro, by Roadside Picnic. And in fact, there's one scene in Metro Last Light where you're going to, no, Metro 2033, where you're going to a library, and the Russian guards find the book Roadside Picnic in the library.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, they pull it off the shelf and they're like, hey, Roadside Picnic, it sounds really cool, let's read it. And they just start reading it, so that was kind of clever. But I'd like to see a game directly based on it.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, I've never heard of it, so it's really nice. I'm definitely going to check it out. Yeah.
Cool. It's a novelette, so it won't take you very long to read. And I think maybe it'll make you appreciate some of the games from Russia which are influenced by it, either directly or indirectly, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. That is a good pick, John.
Thank you.
So I guess I'm up. I've got like a long, as a literature graduate, like I had to really kind of try and narrow it down. I'm going to go with this one first because it's what everyone know, and it's the Hunger Games books. Because I wanted to choose something that was A, by a woman, and B, appeals to girls, women, you know, I mean, it's got sort of mass appeal as well. But, you know, we're always going on about how to get girls into games or whatever, or somebody is somewhere in a boardroom. And, you know, one way is to choose stories that have strong female characters, and old Katniss is, you know, pretty much the poster girl for that these days. And it lends itself, so it's pretty much a treatment for a game. If you like gave someone, you know, the sort of synopsis of the Hunger Games, you'd be like, oh, so is this a game or a book or what is this? You know, it's like pretty much there are sort of like cities and they all have different characteristics and they have to fight against each other in these arenas, and you know, it lends itself so well. And there was a free to play Hunger Games game for Facebook and iOS, I think. And yeah, I think is it Meg, who, one of our bloggers, Meg, she wrote about it because she's a developer. And I read her article about it and it just sounded terrible. It was basically, you know, they just slapped. Sorry.
Cashin.
No, I was, yeah, Cashin. Yeah, I was going to say it might be a great book series, but we'd have to be careful because it could turn into a movie tie-in game. And we know how bad those sometimes turn out.
This wasn't a movie tie-in game per se, but it kind of was, you know, sort of unofficially. But I think I mean, the movies, they're pretty much over now, aren't they? Is there one more to come out? So I think, you know, after the dust has settled, it'd be really great to see this world because it lends itself perfectly. And, you know, girls would like to play Katniss.
Yeah, there is a board game, actually, for the Hunger Games, but no video game.
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of an overlooked one. I'm just so surprised. And it just shows that people, I guess, the people who set these wheels in motion, even though they had this great movie franchise and they were probably, making toys and bags and blah, 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 and all sorts of things. They never thought, hey, we could make games because obviously girls don't play games. You know, it's the old trap. They fell right into it. And then, oh, well, we could make a game, but let's make one where they plant flowers. And, you know, that's what Egg said, that, you know, they had things like collecting bows and... But Katniss is, you know, quite vociferous in her rejection of those kinds of things. And plus, she's trying to survive, so she wouldn't plant flowers, she'd plant vegetables.
Okay. I'm gonna laugh so hard there if, like, next week there's a Hunger Games game that's, like, confirmed.
Yeah,
I
agree. Yeah.
Well, we got the Marvel Telltale one, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. We have this power.
That would be freaky, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to go with my second one. Do you want to go silly or serious for this second option?
Because I've got a couple. Choose. I don't know. What was your first one?
I'll tell you what, I'll do two very quickly. One would be based on the writings of Sigmund Freud and would be called Super Sigmund RPG, where it's kind of like a comedy RPG where you are Sigmund Freud and you have a party of other psychiatrists, so probably Jung and maybe sort of more modern people. And it's kind of a sort of mic take of all the theories because they're pretty all ridiculous. And you physically go into people's heads to solve their neuroses, and each person's mindscape is different to another. And then so you have to, like, you know, cure people's Oedipal complexes and all that kind of stuff. Maybe there's some sort of great big hulking monster at the end, I don't know, that somehow represents... so it's more a personification of that. And then I was thinking at the end of the game, you then have to take on the ultimate one, which is Sigmund Freud's mind, and you find out it's more messed up than anyone else's. and then I think, like, as a status, you could probably get, like, emasculation as a status or something like that, probably. go with that. And then on the serious one, I thought one on Lord of the Flies.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
But something that's really dark. Maybe not specifically with those characters, but you are a child and you have to kind of, like a sort of telltale thing in some ways, decide who you're going to side with, who's going to screw you over, and then a kind of actual survival sim, and possibly do it where you are actually a kid and you are killing other kids.
Another Hunger Games, basically, because Hunger Games is basically Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, you know, but in that kind of, you have to kind of salvage stuff and, you know, craft stuff and, you know, as well. So, yeah, I'd actually quite like to, yeah, see that.
Drop a rock on Piggy, man. That's awesome.
You've just reduced Lord of the Flies.
Spoilers!
Oh, sorry. No, Piggy might be okay,
game,
kids.
Drop a rock on Piggy, man.
Oh man, we actually had to do a trial where I had to defend the kids that murdered Piggy in a mock trial in English class. Oh. So, and I ended up winning. I got acquitted. I got them acquitted. Nice. So yeah, that's cool. That sounds awesome, James. You should be a developer. Damn it. Yeah. These are really good. So, okay. So my second one is, I realize I have a theme here of, like, game of books that are based, that have games based on them, but not directly. So the second one that I would bring up is, Snow Crash by, Neil Stephenson. And, I would say that, if you guys haven't read Snow Crash, then you should definitely read it. It's kind of like a tome that every geek should read. First off, it's a fantastic book. And secondly, it's the basis for, like, all modern American cyberpunk type stuff. Or Western, I'd say Western cyberpunk. I mean, without Snow Crash, there would certainly be no Matrix movies or anything like that. And it has all of the it was one of the first books to actually all the things that we see as tropes in like cyberpunk these days all came from Snow Crash for the most part, like corporations taking over for governments and virtual reality becoming like a matrix where you can go into a computer, everybody connected, everybody, like a Big Brother type of thing. Most of that came from sci-fi, came from Snow Crash. Yet there's been no game directly that's called, a Snow Crash game,
No.
which set in their world. So I would love to see that. I kind of think I have seen it, like in when I play like Shadowrun games and stuff. It's kind of like you're playing Snow Crash, but I think an actual thing, get the author involved, or at least his, his official estate type people, involved in everything, and do a Snow Crash game. I think it would be exceedingly popular, and it could be done really well, or it could be done really badly, I guess, but hopefully it would be done well.
And I think with
So
today's technology, it probably fits quite well, like from what you're describing as well. Like,
yeah, and better than another Watch Dogs game.
yeah,
We have to see
sure.
if we can
There
like
would
diss Watch Dogs every episode.
there would be no Watch Dogs without Snow Crash, I think, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
We need to flip this world around. Okay, do we have time for John? You're the clock watcher today, so do we have time?
You're at your time limit, Shelley,
It's
so
because of
it's
Greedy James. We'll have to come back to this one, I think. I think it's a good one.
yeah.
This was
I think we'll have a
yeah.
books part two.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff because
Okay.
I had a long list as well, so I'm up for it. So
Outro. Yeah, you took mine, Greedy. Now outro us.
yeah, well, I'm just little piggy, so
get a rock dropped on you.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
exactly.
Tommy. In
Okay,
a
James.
terribly executed QTE sequence. But but unfortunately, we have to leave it there. So join us next time for some more arguing.